Today's Mishnah is Amasechtes Peya, Perikres, Mishnah Dalid, and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnah is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Rab Arya Tzvi, Ben Rab Chanoi Hendel, the Kozhaglover Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Dami. So Mishnah Dalid is very much a continuation of Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel, which we're discussing. If somebody buys Peyrois from an Amaretz, and the Amaretz tells the buyer that I want you to know, these Peyrois are not obligated in Trumas and Maisers. Why not? It's Leket, it's Shikha, it's Peya, it's Maiserani. If the Amaretz was a Levi, he says it was Maiserishan. So sometimes he's believed, sometimes he's not believed. So our Mishnah is going to continue discussing this idea. Nemanin ala Yarekhai. In the event that this poor person says that I received these vegetables, these raw vegetables, as Maiserani. As a result, the Patam and the Maisers, we believe him. But in Amaretz ala Mevushal, but if he says I received cooked vegetables, then we don't believe him. Unless it was a little bit of cooked vegetables. Sometimes people will give Maiserani a little bit of cooked vegetables. This is real nuance. Sometimes if the Baal Bais has a little bit of Maiserani to give, so what he'll do is he'll cook the little bit of Maiserani together with all his other food, and then he's going to hand over like a vegetable soup. That's what he's going to give to the Araman. So if the person says, I received raw vegetables, you believe him. If he says cooked vegetables, it depends. If it was a lot, you don't believe him. If it's a little bit, that's the Derech, you do believe him. What if he says, I received raw vegetables and then I cooked it? So that was the Rav that we spoke at in the previous Mishnah, where the Rav said clearly, then we have no problem believing him. It's nothing to do with the fact that it's cooked or not cooked. It's the fact that he's saying, I received it cooked. That's where we don't believe him. Mishnah, hey. So the halach is that if a person has a field and he has to now be mafresh maisers, specifically maiseroni, because that's what we're talking about right now. We'll get to masachtes maisers and trumas, where we'll talk about maiserishin and maisersheni and truma. But for now, we're talking about masachtes peya, which are the laws of matonos that were given to the aniyim. So when we talk about maiser, specifically we mean maiseroni. So the Baal HaBayis has a right to pick and choose and decide which ani he wants to give his maiser to. Which, by the way, is in stark contrast to Leket Shikcha Peya, Peret and Oilis, where Lo'oni V'Lager Tazav Oisam. You don't even have Toivas Ana. You can't, you have to leave it there. You have absolutely no role and decision in terms of who it is that's going to end up getting. But when it comes to Maiserani, that you could do. So what if the person says, I want to take all my Maiserani, I want to give it to one person? Say, you're right. What if you say, I want to give it to 100 people? That's also fine. What if I want to divvy it up this way, that way? I want to make larger allocations. That's fine. You could do really whatever you want. Stating that, there are some limitations, and that's our Mishnah. An important Mishnah in the world of Maiserani. In poichsen la'aniyim bagoyrim, mekat chatzi kav chitim mekav sayim. You can't give less to an ani than a half a kav of chitim and a half and a kav of sayim. So, you can distribute as many anim as you want, but there's a minimum share that you have to give. So if an ani comes knocking on the door and you're giving him maaser ani, that's what you're giving him, you can't give less than a certain check. Can't be less than a half a kav of chitin, and it can't be less than a kav of sayurim. Right? Sayurim is less valuable than chitin is, so that's why sayurim you would have to give a full kav. Chitin you could give a half a kav. Ramey says that even by sayurim the share is chatzi kav. Kav a chatzi kusman. Let's say the maaser ani that you're giving is spelt. So you would have to give a kav and a half. The kav groigris, if you have dried figs, it's a kav. Oimana devela. If it's not dried figs, but rather pressed figs, then the amount is a mana, also a measurement. Rabbi Kiva says pras, that the share for pressed figs is not a mana, but it's a pras, which is a half a mana. Chatzi log yain. In the event that the maaser ani is wine, you have to give a half a log. Rabbi Kiva says revi is a quarter of a log. Revi is shemen, a quarter of a log of oil. Rabbi Kiva says shmin is an eighth of a log. Ushar kol peres, as it relates to all other peres that weren't mentioned, meaning other, there's another box. Amar Abishol said kedesh yimkirem v'yikach bahem. Then the halacha is that you have to give him enough that if he wants to take it and barter it, he'd be able to walk away with two sudas. You have to give the ani two sudas worth. So just one very important caveat, and that is the Rav speaks out that the Mishnah said, "Ein poichsim la'aniyim bagoyren." That this is all true in the goyren, literally at the threshing floor. So if the Araman is coming to the threshing floor, that's when there's a minimum share in terms of how much you have to give. However, if he comes to your house, if he meets you in the field, like he meets you at work, in your plant, that's when this halacha is. But if he meets you in your house, then you don't have that halacha, then Chum never gave a share, you can give as much as you want. So when the Mishnah says, Ein poichsen la'aniyim bagoyren, it's bagoyren dafka. Bagoyren is not just dibur akasa b'loshen hoiver, that's just punk the way the Mishnah was saying it. No, it has to be that way. But if it's in your house, then you're actually not going to have the shear. And by the way, what's the methodology behind this? What's the source to this? So the Rav quotes, it's a pasuk. It says, in the Torah, you should give the maaser to the ani, va'achlu b'sharecha, v'saveyu. And we learn from there, tein loy kedei savi. You have to give him a share sphere. So therefore, Chazal knew that the amount you give him has to be something that's at the very least a share sphere.